Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another lights on listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free. The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse Baptist Church in Santa Maria, California, and your brain masseur. Get ready for your brain massage.
The battle for America is on.
Happy New Year. Divide and conquer. Seems to be working for the Democrats. They know Speaker Johnson must gavel with Democrats so long as the House on the Republican side is divided. Didn't Jesus say something about a house divided? Oh, yeah. It was something about it can't stand. The Dems are drooling over the prospect. They can paralyze Trump through a divided House and even delay the inauguration? Talking about tensions stressing fractures within the MAGA movement? A more gentle way to describe infighting among the conservatives. Musk and Trump want to preserve the H-1B visa program, but some MAGA conservatives feel strongly it displaces American workers and so contradicts the America First principle. They are building up to another pandemic, another harvest for the big pharma and grim reapers, globalists, toward the common goal of profiteering off the world economic freedom depopulation agenda. The same organization the Jesuit Pope Francis recently endorsed to create and administrate the coming globalist government. Hear about that in some detail Sunday night from the pulpit at the Lighthouse Baptist Church, and we begin 5 p.m. Finally, what do democratic governments and Islamic fascism have in common that we find them working together? Wait for it. It's time for your brain massage.
Truth served here, flavored with delectable wit, succulent sagacity, luscious logic, a gourmet meal for the mind.
Divide and conquer. Democrats know Speaker Johnson must gavel with them so long as House Republicans are divided. But we know that, as Jesus told us, a house divided cannot stand. The Dems are drooling, no doubt, over the prospect they can box Trump in by planning on manipulating Speaker Johnson because of division within the Republican Party. Perhaps they'll even attempt to delay his inauguration. Every time Johnson finds himself at odds with some of the MAGA members, he has to make a decision to either stand with them against the Democrats or cave in to the Democrats against them. Think about this. He's going to have to compromise one way or the other, right? Why does he consistently choose to compromise with the Democrats? The question is, will Johnson lead Congress to fulfill the MAGA agenda or some agenda of his own? If he goes with his own agenda, he will have to decide if it's worth compromising to MAGA or to the Dems. But with the House divided, he's going to have to compromise. What galls me is that he seems consistently committed to some agenda of his own so that he will cut off MAGA at the knees and throw in with the Dems. Why is he so willing to compromise with Dems on some of the most ridiculous things imaginable, but stubbornly holds out against his fellow conservatives? The MAGA Republicans are concerned Mike is too weak to lead the MAGA charge against business as usual. So I don't know what's going to happen today. Will Republican infighting delay the inauguration? And again, what did Jesus say about this? This divided thing, you've got to get together to move forward. There's the bottom line. Jeffries, the minority leader on the Democrat side, he's got one hand on the gavel, doesn't he? Why? Because Mike can be trusted to compromise that way to get his way. The problem with big tentitis is what we're looking at right now. It creates, well, a kind of tinnitus, a noise in the ear of a guy like Speaker Johnson. So he's giving him this dilemma. He can't get his message through the noise. The reason Speaker Johnson's having trouble getting Republican support for his efforts is that a significant number of Republicans don't support his efforts. Come on, it's as simple as that. Somehow Mike has gotten on the other side of the MAGA movement in this matter of Ukraine, and so justifiably, some of the strong MAGA representatives are concerned whether or not he can be trusted to lead the Congress and use its majority to get the Trump agenda done. talking about tensions stressing fractures within the MAGA movement, a more gentle way to describe infighting among conservatives, Musk and Trump want to preserve the H-1B visa program, and some MAGA conservatives feel strongly it displaces American workers, and I do intend to take a look at this if I have time in the next segment, but I want to look at the vax situation right now. They are building us up to another plandemic, another harvest for Big Pharma and the Grim Reaper toward the common goals of profiteering off the World Economic Forum's depopulation agenda. The organization, the Jesuit Pope Francis, recently endorsed to create and administrate the coming globalist government. I'll be preaching to that Sunday night. You don't want to miss it. You know what the World Economic Forum is, right? That's the front organization for the globalist agenda led by Carl, you'll own nothing and be happy, Schwab, founder of the World Economic Forum, WEF. The organization that Pope Francis lately endorsed to put together and administrate a one-world government, with its false prophet Yuval Harari, a sort of, I don't know, something of a self-appointed Buddhist philosopher-priest for the elite, preaching humankind has the, quote, dubious distinction of being the deadliest species in the annals of life, end quote, and whose best answer to the question of evil is to postulate, quote, there is a single omnipotent God who created the entire universe, and he's evil, end quote. And so our only hope is in the elimination of God and of the man he created. Men will neither voluntarily eliminate their gods nor themselves, so we must settle for reducing gods to meaninglessness and the population of mankind to something manageable by a species of superhuman persons who will, well, that are anticipated in the next evolutionary advance via punctuated equilibrium. I don't have time to explain all that. I'll do it in one of my Brain Massage Live shows where I have more time. Listen, oh, and then there's this from that perverse Buddhist philosopher, priest, to the elite. Quote, Homo sapiens has, and should be have, no natural rights, just as spiders, hyenas, and chimpanzees have no natural rights, end quote. So, he thinks of human beings as, well, anyway. My favorite quote from the globalist prophet is this one. Quote, you could never convince a monkey to give you a banana by promising him limitless bananas after death in monkey heaven, end quote. Well, you can't fault him for a lack of cleverness. It is one of the few things Harari gets right. Yeah, so I do advise you, don't waste your time preaching monkey heaven to monkeys. And remember that Harari thinks you're nothing more than a monkey, which is only one of an array of reasons he's okay with a vision of the future that does not include Homo sapien as God created them, but rather a kind of hybrid human machine made in the image of man and the image of the likeness of the elites. Okay, enough on the globalist prophet. But the depths of secularist perversity correspond to what Jesus called the depths of Satan, Revelation 2. Here's a report that tells us a Gates Foundation whistleblower warns that the bird flu is another scam, like the COVID thingy that they used to box in Trump the first time. Now, I've got a transcript of the People's Voice report that I would recommend that you read and a link here to the video you should watch. I provided some excerpts right here, and I recommend TPV. Now, first, here is how Sean sets up the revelations he declares or he reveals on this episode of TPV, The People's Voice. Quote, in a disturbing revelation making waves in medical circles, a Gates Foundation whistleblower has issued a chilling warning. mRNA vaccinated individuals are harboring dormant nanopathogens within their bodies, and these pathogens can be activated remotely through an 18 gigahertz signal on the 5G network. What happens when these nanopathogens lurking in every vaccinated body are activated? Cue catastrophic health events, ranging from sudden heart and brain failure to uncontrollable internal bleeding. Even more alarming, the whistleblower says, the recently developed bird flu vaccine is continuing where the COVID-19 vaccines left off. For those who've already been vaccinated, getting this new shot could trigger severe health issues, including, according to an insider, the terrifying possibility of defecating out internal organs. How gross is that? I interjected. And now, with reports surfacing of symptoms like sudden heart attacks and unexplained bleeding, these claims are sparking real fear around the world. End quote. Now, let's look at a few excerpts I'm drawing out of that video. It's the same game plan. Remember Dr. Nguyen? During COVID, she beat the drum for vaccines, saying while people have a right to refuse, if they do, they should no longer be allowed to be in public? Huh, I wonder if Dr. Nguyen is on the same list that the president of PharmaMar, a European equivalent to Pfizer, named Fernandez Sosafaro, who got caught refusing to take the jab and paying big money to buy his, well, let's call it a vax card, certifying his vaccination status as fully vaxxed, when in fact, he refused to take the jab. It was discovered that there are 2,200 celebrities, big pharma executives, government big shots, no doubt, who bought the fake vaccine status affirming documentation. It's a scheme called Jenner Operation. And yeah, I checked on this. It's a real thing. Here's an article from Euro Weekly. Quote, many questions remain over the false COVID-19 vaccination certificates bought by stars, sports personalities, and business leaders, end quote. And it's documented here in my notes. Did Fauci buy one of these? I just wonder. Did he stage that little taking the shot thing? Did he get a little saline and that's about all? I think that should be looked into. It's an open, it's a legitimate question. I would ask the same question concerning the Biden get a shot show. And then there's this big pharma executive from BioNTech. That's the German company that produces the vaccines for Pfizer. And he was asked, why are the executives not, quote, allowed, end quote, to take the jab? He danced around a bit, but in the middle of his answer, you can see it here, I've got it linked in my notes, he revealed the truth. The executives cannot participate in an experimental vaccine because, well, they're indispensable. This big pharma boss got caught faking his vaccination status, and the rest of you are on notice. Perhaps the rationale underlying this evil behavior is nevertheless, rational. The New England Journal of Medicine has confirmed that Gates is bioengineering mosquitoes to spread vaccines without our consent. In the past, gene therapy vaccines were set aside because of the proven side effects, multiple cancers, and lethal autoimmune reactions. Janzi Chun-Lindsay, a toxicologist and molecular biologist with over 30 years of scientific experience that includes vaccine development with a doctorate in molecular biology, reports that she knows for a fact the issues with mRNA vaccines has not been resolved. She tells us three separate labs across the globe have found the vaccines produced by Pfizer and Moderna are contaminated with DNA plasmids. These vaccines, she says, are introducing material into those jabbed that are not supposed to be in the vaccines. They're supposed to remove that stuff before it's administered, but they're missing a lot of it. Vaccinated buried bodies are emitting detectable radio frequency waves. What? Yeah, check out this guy holding a handheld spectrum analyzer, getting a reading over the grave of a vaccinated corpse. In a recent study of the bird flu, 11 persons injected died, and many others suffered horrific side effects. Look, you need to do your own research. I can only report what I find and understand within a limited knowledge base. I'm not a medical doctor. I'm a doctor of theological studies. It would be real easy for someone like Fauci to dismiss my comments as ignorant and ill-informed. But let me tell you what the devils like Fauci cannot gainsay. I know a liar when they lie to me, repeatedly. Here is something none of us needs a medical degree to understand. Fauci lied and people died. Big Pharma is lying while people are dying. God is good to make it simple. He gives us these little snapshots into the truth. RFK stated that none of the scheduled vaccines has been safety tested. Fauci overtly denied that and called RFK a liar. Trump arranged a meeting between RFK and Fauci, and RFK confronted him about this matter. He said, show me one completed safety test on any of the scheduled vaccine. Fauci said he did not have them with him, but would send them. Well, that means he's seen them and he has them, but didn't, right? About a year later, with this back and forth going on, Fauci's lawyers finally met with RFK, not wanting to go into court with this, and admitted in a written statement that RFK had said the truth. Fauci was accused of using hundreds of foster children in his AIDS drug test experiments in the late 1980s and 90s. I remember it just as if I was there. Oh, yeah, I was. In many instances, quote, the drugs were given without independent advocates who monitor the safety of these children, end quote. The children had no adult to represent them. God in heaven, get us out of the claws of these medical predators. Remember Kevorkian, Dr. Death. I see Fauci as a Jesuit plant serving the spirit of death itself and hell following in his wake. He's an evil man. I need to close this segment, but let me vent a little on the subject of evil men. Biden is an evil man. May I encourage my fellow conservatives to quit avoiding that particular point and focusing all the time on this poor, inept, doddering, old, laughable buffoon? Give me a break. This man is evil. The man has been a liar from the beginning of his career when he didn't have this demented excuse. He has amassed a fortune through his treacherous behavior at the expense of and in defiance of the public offices he has held. He has been excused from justice when convicted of serious and egregious crimes or when the evidence was known to be there to get a conviction. And the reason was because, well, we won't get a conviction because everybody likes Joe and they'll feel sorry for him and they won't. Give me a break! When did justice drop the blinder and start playing this kind of stupid game? You might want to consider that kind of thing in sentencing, okay, but he needs to be brought to justice for what he's done to this country. So he's already been excused once when the evidence was incontrovertible that he has committed crimes worthy of real criminal charges. All played up on his incapacity and all this. It really annoys me that he is escaping accountability for treason and such treason as has cost the lives of honorable soldiers in Afghanistan. Remember that? He has weaponized the DOJ and the FBI against innocent American citizens and exposed the entire country to vicious and violent illegal crossers with his open border policy and did that knowingly. He has knowingly aided and abetted criminals to cross our borders. He has knowingly aided and abetted sex trafficking, minor trafficking, all of the drug trafficking, all of this stuff. And you're going to ignore it because he's a poor, doddering, simple little old man. We just can't really give me a break already. You better pay attention. These Satanist devils are pulling the next level scam on us. And we had better pray it all gets exposed quickly and that they find out they can't hide behind anything. From justice. I'm sure a man who served honorably, was a Trump supporter, had just received a major career promotion. This guy, he willingly sacrificed his life and family to blow up a Tesla in front of a Trump tower. Give me a break. Dear Hegseth, dear Cash, please be proactive and begin now looking into this if you haven't already. We've been warned that a flurry of terrorist attacks was being planned for 2025. Well, welcome to 2025. Hold on, I'll be right back.
They're back. That devilish manufactured disease. And they're already talking about forcing us to strap those dirty face diapers on our faces. If you believe in informed consent, here is the book that will help you. Let My People Breathe. Unmasking the Mask Controversy with Science and Scripture by medical professional Sarah Green, certified physician assistant, and theologian Dr. Jerry Scheidbach. Available wherever you buy your books. The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, welcome back. I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse, your brain masseur, and Paul Revere's lantern writer, lighting the lamps in the church belfry arch, singing the enemies on the march, an enemy that continues to grasp for our liberties. Join me for Brain Massage Live, Saturdays, Tuesdays, and Thursdays between 7 and 8 p.m., go to brainmassage.net to subscribe free for notifications or follow me on X, formerly Twitter, Rumble, Facebook, LinkedIn, and we'll be adding some more. What do democratic governments and Islamic fascism have in common? I mean, there must be some common denominator interest held in common by these disparate groups, else the behavior of Obama, Hillary, Biden, really the entire progressive establishment in the United States, and what's going on in England is entirely inexplicable. No way a movement committed to women's liberation, for example, buys into the Islamic ideology regarding females. These are the same people who want to utterly and completely destroy, I mean, that is the liberals, anyone in the West who opposes abortion or same-sex marriage or homosexuality, and who despise a Christianity that holds to biblically based values and mores. And yet, the same people are totally comfortable with an ideology that systematically oppresses women, kills homosexuals, wraps children in explosives to use them as weapons against their enemies, openly calls for genocide against the Jews and Christians and America and Israel, while they arrest J6 protesters and jail them on charges of, oh, serious stuff, vandalism and trespassing. None of them charged for insurrection. And they ignore the BLM Antifa burning of buildings, firebombing police cars, committing murder. These who tolerate hate groups like Hamas to march in the streets of New York calling for intifada against Jews. New York, whose population is made up of over, I believe, 960,000 Jewish people. Now, that's about 12% of the entire population of the city. They tolerate Jew hatred and go all ballistic on fake charges of black racism, Smollett anybody, or so-called homophobia. Imagine what would be done if a massive group of Christians marched in open solidarity with Israel, chanting, Yahi Israel Lolam. I'm sure I butchered that in its pronunciation. More popularly, I'm Israel Chai. That means long live Israel, by the way. Or a group of white supremacists wearing swastikas shouting the same thing these Hamas Jews haters were shouting? What gives these haters a protected status among progressives? And in London right now, why does King Charles tolerate the Islamification of really the entire country? Why does he knowingly tolerate Muslim rape gangs operating in London? I mean, the police know about this. These Muslims operating pedophile rape gangs. This has been going on for at least a decade, probably much longer. I mean, there are hundreds of little girls from 6 to about 15 years old being kept by these perverted pedophile gangs, and the police know about it and do nothing. They protect it. Tommy Robinson discovered this was going on. He researched it and documented it, and he was put in prison for exposing it. He is free now, and he has bravely decided to release this documentary. You can see it here. I have a link in my notes. Charles has been known to have a very strange attraction to pedophile friends. Yeah, that's not a casual slur. That's not what I'm about. That's a documented fact. He has had long-standing relationships with known pedophiles. These were some full-blown total predators. And they found in him a useful friend. Nobody makes friends with pedophiles and hangs with them for years who is not one himself. That's my opinion. You know, it's supported by a long history of suspicion regarding the pedo king. Birds of a feather and all that, you know. He's a sick bird. He's about to be fully exposed. Right now, as I speak, Obama, Hillary, Michelle, all of them are being exposed with this Diddy thing. Oprah is threatening to end Mel Gibson because he's exposing her and her friends. The whole Diddy thing is breaking it all open, and it's only a matter of time before the Epstein files are going to be made public also. The weight of truth is breaking through the dam of lies that have been holding it back from the people. What they do in secret would appall and disgust you. And then when it involves the children, that's when it's going to cross the line. And that part's beginning to be exposed. Muslim child rape gangs operating in the UK under the protection of those responsible to protect and serve. It's happening in America too. People high up in political office are part of this. The question is, what are they getting for the cover-up? What threats are they under? Or what seduction have they succumbed to so that they are owned by these people? How many are on Epstein's list of islanders who rode the Lolita Express? Where is noblesse oblige? You know, the obligations of nobility. Remember that? Some in England are protecting noblesse oblige by protecting the sick pedo king, his friends, and downline to even including the police were protecting this behavior. Friend, the obligation of nobility falls on the nobles, not on the sycophants who fawn at them and seek favors from them for protecting them. You become an accomplice to their wretchedness. King Charles has shamed noblesse oblige. He does nothing to bring these barbarian sex perverts to justice. He stays quiet about it. They'll even put a journalist in prison to stop him from exposing them, him and all his friends. What is down in the dark underbelly of the mystery of Western protective instinct for Muslim perversity? Do I have to say not every Muslim you meet is a pervert? Come on. In fact, probably none of you would ever meet one, I would guess. But these gangs in London are Muslim pedophile gangs that subscribe to a religion founded by a man who took a 9-year-old to be his wife and have embedded in many of their theology a belief that it's okay to take little children to be a wife to a full-grown older man. It's sick. And then you've got this thing coming out about all the inbreeding. Oh, my soul. Inbreeding, pedophilia. And now it's all coming out in the open. Listen, the common denominator that links what would otherwise be impossible ideologies to hang together is this common interest in hating Christianity and loving sexual perversity. That's what binds them together. Sexual perversity has long been the tool of, read your Bible, it's long been the tool of Satan to corrupt and bring men under his control. That's who Diddy and Epstein served with all their antics. To enslave hundreds of stars and the filthy rich gives new meaning to that expression. Big business tycoons, so on, kings and presidents and parliamentarians and congressmen and women. It's embarrassing to hear Putin say the West is run by pedophiles. But it's time that we expose it and bring it to judgment. God help us take the sword of the power that he gave, to whom he gave the sword, and use it as, Father in heaven, as you instructed us to be, for it to be used, to bring judgment upon these evildoers. They must be lined up on a carrier, taken out to sea, tethered to a millstone, and cast into the sea as per the instructions of the King Jesus Christ. Let's visit Saturday night between 7 and 8. I'll see you in church Sunday morning for the Bible study at 9:30 a.m. or the morning preaching service at 10:45 a.m. and or the evening preaching service at 5 p.m. on Sunday. I've lit the lamps, the church belfry arch. You let me know you see they're on. Call me at 1-805-314-2114 or email me at brainmassage.net. God bless you. God bless America. And I'll see you in church.
They're back. That devilish manufactured disease, and they're already talking about forcing us to strap those dirty face diapers on our faces. If you believe in informed consent, here is the book that will help you. Let My People Breathe, Unmasking the Mask Controversy, with Science and Scripture, available wherever you buy your books. Your next brain massage is scheduled for Saturday at 12 noon and Sunday at 7 a.m.